Wimberley Band continues to play at halftime. Two teams to our left have come out of the locker room. I see Doug Warren down there. He's even enjoying the band. He's looking out there going, hey, this is kind of fun. Senior night at Texan Stadium. Mike Blackwell here along with Jared Robinson. 42-10, Wimberley. Big time with big plays in the first half to lead this one. Gavin Martinez has had a pair of touchdowns, one on a 31-yard reverse, the other on a 44-yard touchdown pass from JoJo Weeks. Guy Kipperis with a touchdown. Davin Masur with a fumble recovery return for a touchdown. Colby Crowder, a pass reception from Weeks for a touchdown. And Moss Carruthers on a 71-yard touchdown that sort of reminded Jared Robinson of his days of yore when he used to run unbridled through opponent's secondaries. Right, Jared?
He looked a little bit more like Larry Zonka than Jared.
Boy, he really did, didn't he?
He was an unbelievable run, man. That was a great, just powered through it, spinning out, and just a fabulous run. And you're right. You kind of look over here to our left-hand side. You got all the guys sitting in the helmet, Wimberley Texans, thinking, okay, we're ready to go. We're pumped up.
That's
and
right.
We're watching the band.
That's exactly
I tell you what, if there's one thing in Wimberley that we've always had is unbelievably good bands. We got these guys out here, and they have a good time. They do an awesome job, and we try to bring them to you at halftime and let you listen. But they do such a great job, those behind the scenes, everything that does with it. When you're on that football field, believe it or not, you hear the band. And that's probably about the only thing you hear sometimes, but other than the coach in your ear. But they do a great job. So definitely a big big thanks to them for everything they do. I know they've got some competition, some different things. So tonight lasted a little longer. They brought those junior high kids out here.
They sure did. That was a nice gesture, wasn't it?
Pretty awesome. We saw Coach Warren down here. He's just watching, just thinking, hey, you know what? 42-10, senior night. Why not? Let's listen to the band a little bit on them.
You know, and none of my kids were in the band, but I've got friends whose kids are in the band, and you talk about dedication now and working hard. They come out there and start practicing, I think, before school even starts in the year. I'm not talking about before the bell rings. I'm talking about before the first day of school. They come out there early, early, early in the morning. And do what they do. It's certainly something to be admired, as both of the teams now have come out onto the field, and Wimberley does a cool deal. They let the kids run out when the football team does, and there's a ton of kids. Look at that little girl down there. She's about 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, she's trumpsing it through. She's thinking, man,
this is fun.
Davin ran 70-something yards. This is a long way right
now. That's right. She's at the 5, and she is going to score.
Yeah, we need to get that young girl's name. Get her a T-shirt. She's in.
Touchdown, Brittany.
I saw Wyatt Mann down there. Wyatt Mann was giving them high fives, each of them, as they went by. You got to know that just made their night, all those kids running through there. And
You know that.
They're still coming off. They're looking at it. They're thinking, Mom and Dad, I'm thirsty.
Hondo will get the kickoff to open the second half of play. Again, Texans lead it by a score of 42-10. I don't know why I chose Brittany Miles. It just seemed like she looked kind of like a Brittany,
yeah,
didn't she?
Yeah. From up here, she looked about 8 inches tall. And you know, we're quite a bit of ways above the field right here, so she was definitely struggling the last 15 yards. Felt like maybe somebody was on her back trying to pull her down right there, but she made it. She crossed the end zone.
Well, she was going slow motion. That was it.
Ah, that's what it was.
Johnny Garrard now is going to kick things off for the Texans. 24 minutes of football left for you. Here's the kickoff. Going to be taken by Gear at the 20 to the 25 and out to the 28-yard line. Actually, that's not Gear. That is Jacob Thies, who returned the kickoff for a touchdown in the first half. They're going to spot it at the 29-yard line, and that's where the Owls will take over.
Yeah, and the Owls went into the half kind of hoping to get some momentum. We saw a couple decent plays, good screen play, and all of a sudden they just hit a stalemate. Texans really started kind of blitzing, bringing some extra pressure, and they went backwards instead of forward. So obviously coming out of the half, you got to know that the Texans probably won 42-10, are ahead, but two, they're also got a little bit of momentum, thinking, okay, we got this defensively figured out.
To say the very least, they got to be feeling pretty comfortable. Here's the turn and the give to the running back. Left side lookout, 35-40, and out to the 42-yard line. That is the running back, Jason Oliveras. Nice run. He got the first down, picked up 13 yards out to the 42-yard line.
Yeah, good run on a stretch play up to the far side right there, and just ended up kept running and kept his feet moving, and good pickup on first down for him.
Boy, and it's tough sledding for Hondo, being a running team, and then you fall behind like this. Not easy, because they don't throw the ball very much at all as they try to scramble back into this game. Here's the turn, and the quarterback kind of missed his handoff. It looked like kind of a busted play, and he just took it himself, did Van Dam, got it back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10.
Yeah, you're right. Looked like the running back ended up just kind of cutting it a little bit short on the inside. Van Dam couldn't reach up there to him, so ended up just taking it up the middle himself. Got back to the line of scrimmage, so we got second 10 here for the Hondo Owls.
Second down and 10 for the Hondo offense as Davin Masur kind of limps off. Looks like he's okay. He's just favoring one of his legs there as he comes limping toward the bench. Second down and 10. Here's the reverse to the Thies. Right side, he gets it to the 45-yard line, and that is it. I thought the ball might have popped out, but it did not. Third down and 7 now for Hondo.
I'd like to tell you who made that tackle, but I think it was about four people.
And they've got a lot of young players out there right now, Jared, it looks like.
Yeah, I saw that there. I figured they would start kind of shifting in some of the young men that down the stretch probably are going to have to really step in and make a big role. You saw Davin come off the field a little bit. They're stretching his ankle. Looks like he's probably going to be okay. Maybe he got stepped on. But, you know, they're going to need a pretty deep defense.
Third down and 7 for Hondo now. First drive of the second half. Pitch right. Trying to get outside is Gomez. He's got the 50. See if he got long enough to far enough to get the first down. I think he did. Down to the Texan 49-yard line. No indication yet.
I believe the first down was the 48,
it's going to be close. He may be short then a yard.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to be about a half a yard short right here. And
fourth down territory.
Yeah, they got to go for it at this point. I mean, 42 to 10 and half yard away. They've been having some pretty good luck here, at least getting, you know, short yardage bursts out of this little short backfield.
So here we go, fourth down and 1. Give it to Gomez. He's going to be close. See where they mark it. I think they've spotted it with enough yardage to give him the first down. I don't think the Texans coaching staff is real thrilled by where they spotted it. So Gomez got hit very soon after taking the handoff, and they're not even going to measure it. Nope. It's at the 48-yard line, first down and 10.
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, I bet. If you'd have bet me if they were going to measure it or not, I would have probably lost that bet.
Yes. First down and 10 now for Hondo after the short Gomez run. So they have a new set of downs now. Van Dam, the shotgun, gives it to Oliveras, trying to get outside. Nice cutback inside, but quickly it closes. And he gets a couple of yards down to the 47-yard line. Second down and 8.
Yeah, we see a lot of Texans flying around the football right now, and, you know, second half up 42 to 10. You can sometimes lose your motivation, we'll call it, I guess, a little bit. As a coaching staff,
yes,
you got to make sure that you keep those players up, keep them motivated, keep them ready to go, and, you know, remind them, obviously, this is there's no practice like a game.
No.
And so at this point right now, obviously, yes, they are, you know, pretty handily in the lead, but this is also a chance to take game time snaps.
Second down and 8 now. They give up the middle. Gets it down to the 46-yard line. I believe that was Patrick Groff on the carry. Be third down now and 8. No gain on the play. So Texans defense playing well here the first two plays of this set of downs as Davin Masur now is jogging on the sideline trying to shake off the gimpiness. Van Dam will be under center now for Hondo. Long count and now contact. Let's see if they drew Wimberly off or if Wimberly just initiated the contact. If it's against the Texans, it won't be enough for a first down. But it'll certainly make it easier for the Hondo offense. It's going to go against the Texans offsides. It'll put it at the 41-yard line now, so It's third down and three now for Hondo. 7:50 remaining in the third period. Again, Wimberley leading it 42-10. Third down and three. Gear and Gomez in the backfield with Van Dam under center, and he's going to give it to Gomez. Check that. No, that's Gear who gets it down to the 39-yard line. I think he's going to be a tad short of the first down.
Yeah, he's going to be about a half yard again short right here. So another chance for the Texans to get a pull up a turnover right here, fourth and one.
You bet. Fourth down now. Gear remains in the game. He'll be one of the running backs as Van Dam looks over toward the sideline, and they run the play in and shuttle the play in with an offensive lineman. Fourth down and one now for Hondo. Gomez, probably a pretty good guess here as the carrier of the football on this play. Pitch right to Gomez. He's got the first down and more, gets it down to the 35-yard line. Nothing fancy, but they got the first down.
No, they've put together a pretty good drive here. And, you know, unfortunately, it's a, like you said, a running team runs the clock. And so at this point, the biggest enemy of the Hondo Owls is that clock. They do have a good drive going here on the 35-yard line. And first and 10, but kind of the old too little too late sometimes. You got to make a big play. Texans defense is obviously doing a good job of giving them only small chunks at a time.
And this is primarily the first team Texan defense here. Still in the game. Here's the turn and the give up the middle. No, that's the far sideline. That's Thies. He gets it to the 20. Inside the 20. All the way down near the 15-yard line is Thieves, and that's going to be a gain of 22 yards. Nice run.
Well, I guess I probably shouldn't have said anything about a big play then.
No.
Huh?
No. See, you caused that.
Yeah, that's
on you.
Those out in radio land, I take full responsibility and we'll not do that one again, I guess.
That's right. He got it down to the 16-yard line, so Hondo in the red zone now. Van Dam will give it to Gomez up the middle. Good run to the 10, down near the 5-yard line. As Gomez, Jordan is able to push it forward. They're going to spot it at the 6-yard line, where it's going to be, well, is it going to be second and one? Yeah, it's going to be second and one. He's still short. Call it the 7-yard line. Second down and one for Hondo. Knocking at the door. Long count. The quarterback's going to run it himself. Right side to the 5 and into the end zone for the touchdown. Hondo puts in a new quarterback that time. That's Mason Gray. With a 7-yard run for a touchdown, Jarrett.
Yeah, that was he did a good job of waiting on that block right there. That lineman kind of coming out on the right-hand side with him, and he just followed him in, punched him in, kind of actually got the receiver on that right side that was blocking on the back left of his leg and collapsed a little bit. He's limping off a little bit, but good run, and again, good drive by the Hondo Owls. Takes almost 7 minutes off of the clock right there, but good drive coming out of the second half.
Van Dam will come in to try to tack on the extra point. The kick is up. And the kick is good. 5:16 left to play in the third quarter. Our score, Wimberley 42 and Hondo 17. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan Football comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. Everyone at CommuniCare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
Texans will get the football now as they give up a touchdown drive to Hondo coming out of the locker room at halftime. 42-17 is our score. Texans with the lead as the regular season will come to an end tonight. We'll begin the second season next week. It'll be playoff time. According to Doug Warren, it'll probably be Pearsall or Carrizo Springs, and we'll, of course, pass that along to you when we get that information. Here's the kickoff. Short, taken at the 20-yard line to the 30. Trying to get the number of who returned that out to the 32-yard line.
Cody Charrington.
Yeah, that's Charrington.
The speedster.
That's right. So the first time that we will get a look at the Wimberley offense here in the second half.
Yeah, and again, a good opening drive by the Hondo Owls. That's always important coming out of half, making the adjustments that you need to. Texans obviously have the same opportunity right here to come back, and exactly what they're looking to do is what Hondo doesn't want them to do, which is run the ball and keep the clock moving.
Moss Carruthers, the running back in the backfield with JoJo Weeks in the spread formation. Another stopping play, and the officials are looking at one another to see what the situation is here. Line judge is coming in to talk to the umpire.
They spotted it on the right hash, and Charrington was tackled over here on the left hash. So,
changing hashes.
That's it.
An exchange of hashes.
I don't know that that's legal.
Hashtagging. First down and 10. Well, it is tonight. They didn't throw a flag on it. Here's the give up the middle to Carruthers. He's popped right at the line of scrimmage. May have lost a yard.
Yeah, that was a good play. The right defensive end of the Owls just collapsed in and hit Moss really right as he almost got the ball. You're right, about a yard and a half loss right there. So good opening play by the Owls. Texans got to step up here and see if they can't obviously keep the feet moving, keep the ball going.
Spotting it at the 31-yard line after the loss of one, it'll be second down and 11. Carruthers again to the right of JoJo Weeks in the backfield. 4:32 left to play in the third quarter. Weeks will roll right, looking, thinking about running. He was a little indecisive, and it cost him. He lost a couple of more yards back to the 29-yard line.
Yeah, he wanted to throw it, kind of slipped his right foot out from underneath him, and probably a good idea to pull that one down. That one either could have been one, a fumble, or two if he'd thrown it up and given up an interception. That's exactly what the Owls would have wanted right here, is a big turnover to get them even more back into the football game. So in the grand scheme of things, took the loss, took the two-yard loss, but probably not a bad deal. Clock should still be moving, but
yep,
it is moving, I guess. Yes, there it is.
Well, and you know Doug Warren told them, hey, fellas, the only way they're going to get back into the game against this is if we start putting it on the ground or making mistakes. So Weeks with a smart move not to throw it. He's going to roll left this time. Looking long. He's got a man. It's Crowder. He caught it at the 45 of Hondo. Moving to his right, to the 40, to the 35, to the 30. Far sideline. Still on his feet at the 20 and down to the Hondo 18-yard line is Kobe Crowder.
Yeah, what a great pass right there by JoJo, coming and rolling out to his left-hand side. Kobe makes a good catch, kind of thrown behind him just a smidge. Kobe makes a good catch and goes from the close near side all the way back across the field to the far side and gains, I don't know, probably 50, 60 yards and ran about 90 to 100 yards.
He's exhausted over here on the sideline.
On a knee over here, and he's talking to the white line right now on the ground.
Gasping for air. First down and 10 now for the Texans, all the way down to the Hondo 17-yard line. Weeks will turn, gives it to Carruthers. He's got running room to the 10, 5, Moss Carruthers. Touchdown, Wimberley. From 17 yards out. Made a move, and he was long gone, wasn't he, Jared?
Man, Moss has really become a situational runner that we thought early on has become more than just a situational runner. Early on, you know, he was kind of a short yardage type guy, but we've seen him start making these one, two cuts, and he right there kind of had a jump cut back to the left-hand side and just explodes through it, and obviously touchdown Texans.
Bengal now with the extra point try. It is up and good. He's 7-for-7 tonight. 3:06 left to play in the third quarter. Our score, Wimberley 49, Hondo 17. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle.
More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes and Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
Moss Carruthers with his second touchdown of the night. 49-17, Wimberley over Hondo. Carruthers with a 17-yard touchdown run to go along with a 71-yard touchdown in the first half. Johnny Garrard going to kick things off now for the Texans. Here's the kickoff. It is short, and it's going to be taken at the 22-yard line to the 27-yard line. Is the return man, Raul Sandoval, and that's where Hondo will take over. Check that. That's Vincent Moreno on the return.
Yeah, and with the drive, obviously both of them coming out scoring on the opening drives, but you know Hondo taking the nearly 7 minutes, and Texans turn around and taking around the 2 minutes. Got to be if you're the coach over there sitting on Hondo or here even in the press box next to us, you got to be thinking, hey, you know, we need these dynamic plays and we need them in a hurry. So we'll see how they come out. We haven't seen them be real successful with the passing, but you got to think they're going to throw it in the air a little bit.
49-17 our score. Texans leading the Owls. The give to the left side. That's Gear trying to find his way beyond that corner on the far sideline. He's going to be tackled for a loss of two, though, back at the 25.
Yeah, Matt Mitchell got him, and he tried to give him the stiff arm, but Mitchell just a little bit stronger than he thought he was, ended up taking him down for about a two-yard loss.
Spotting it right at the 25. So it'll be second down and 12.
And I think we've got kind of what we were looking at earlier. We've got Hayden Krebs and Cade Stover here at the two cornerback positions in here, just kind of getting in there and getting their feet wet.
Here is Gomez. He's going to be tackled immediately. Texan defenders were in the backfield about the time Gomez got the handoff. No gain, so it'll be third down and 12.
You know, if you're Doug Warren, you're thinking back here and you got your defensive backs and you've got, you know, Hayden Krebs and Cade Stover as your backup cornerbacks who we've seen them on the offensive side. Obviously, both of them make fantastic plays. You got to be pretty happy that those guys are your backup cornerbacks. I mean, they probably start on a lot of teams.
Yeah, they can both run. You're right about that. Third down and 12, Van Dam back to throw. All kinds of pressure. Sacked is Van Dam, and we hadn't mentioned it very much, but we should. But, Jared, the Texans have given Van Dam problems all night long with a pass rush.
Yeah, they've really been putting almost an extra rusher out there almost every time, just again trying to make him throw it just a little bit faster, getting out of his hands a little bit. So good job by the Texans. Obviously, they went backwards on that drive every single play. They're going to have to punt it off here. Colby standing in the logo on the 50-yard line.
Hyman Arredondo now. Standing at his own six, takes the snap and gets the punt away. Returnable, though, if Crowder will catch it. No, he lets it bounce, and that was a mistake. He's taking a Hondo bounce. It bounced to another 20 yards or so, way back to the Texan 21-yard line. I can tell Crowder's a little frustrated with himself. He could have, tried to catch the line drive punt, and he backed away from it, and it cost Texans about 20 yards of real estate.
Yeah, kind of got him on the he was standing right here on the close side, on the near side of the logo, and the young man punted it on the other side of the hash, and a low punt like that just didn't have a whole lot of chance to get underneath it, so
yeah.
Decided to let it bounce, and like you said, after that, it ended up rolling about, 25 extra yards, and we got, looks like Davin Masur is going to come in here at quarterback as well. Looks like JoJo's night may be over with. Davin's going to take it from here on out. Guy Kipperus in the backfield with him.
57 seconds remaining. Davin, of course, a senior on senior night. Going to get some quarterback time here tonight. He'll give it to Kipperus up the middle. A guy has a little bit of a hole and gets it out to the 25, maybe the 26-yard line. Pick up a five, second down and five. 41 seconds left to play in the third period. They'll have to run another play, but this might very well be the last one of the third quarter. Kipperus remains in the game. He's to Davin Masur's left. In the shotgun formation, Kipperus will get the handoff up the middle. Look out, 30. Out to the 39-yard line is Guy Kipperus, perhaps even the 40. Pickup of a quick 16 yards. They're going to move the chains on the far sideline. They're spotting it right at the 40.
I see Coach Warren holding up the old four fingers. That means they're going to let it tick down. Yep. And start of the fourth quarter here.
Absolutely. That is the end of the third quarter, and our score is Wimberley 49 and Hondo 17. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.